American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The FBI has issued a warning about the election as Americans head to the polls. Here's Fox's Lillian Wu.
The Federal Bureau of Investigation is alerting voters about fake videos, saying it's aware of two instances in which the Bureau's name and insignia are being used to help spread misinformation surrounding the presidential election. Those videos, created to look like they're from the FBI, make false claims about voter fraud, alleging the management of five prisons in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona had rigged inmate voting. Another recent video, which attempts to look like a CBS News report, falsely says the FBI is advising people to vote remotely due to a potential terror attack.
The Real Clear Politics Electoral College projection has Donald Trump with 287 votes and Kamala Harris with 251 votes. In Maricopa County, Arizona, election officials gave an update to the community on wait times in the crucial swing state.
At the most, we have just a small handful of our vote centers that have 30-minute waits, but like I said, the average wait is just 2 minutes.
That's Maricopa County Supervisor Bill Gates. He urged people to go to the county's website to find the most up-to-date wait times and emphasized that as long as you get in line by 7 p.m. in the state, you will get the chance to vote regardless of the length of the line. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson joined Washington Watch to talk about Act Blue, the Democrat fundraising platform, which may have been exploited by foreign actors to channel funds illegally to Democrat candidates.
I think that the evidence shows that that is true. It's been a frustration of ours. As you know, I've been out on the road nonstop, and we set fundraising records. I mean, the last quarter, the third quarter that ended October, raised more money than any Speaker of the House ever in history, both from individual efforts and for the Speaker-supported super PAC. You know, we're close to $280 million raised now. And that would be good in a normal cycle, except that right now, this evidence is mounting.
He said about $16 billion has been raised through the website. And in the last congressional cycle 2 years ago, they raised $2.2 billion. He said they claim it's new online low-dollar donors.
Well, everyone has accepted that as fact. We've had sneaking suspicions something's off there, and now I think we know that's true, because what the evidence is showing now is that people's names and addresses have been used on this website as if they are small-dollar donors when they have no idea that their identity is being used for that purpose. How are they doing it? The evidence seems to show that they're taking large checks from foreign nationals, adversarial nations, and they're breaking them down into smaller dollar donations and sending them through, and they're capturing the names of American citizens and using them.
The Board of Health of one of Idaho's districts has become the first in the country to pull COVID shots from its clinics. Here's AFN's Bronson Woodruff.
Southwest Idaho District's Board of Health voted 4-3 to remove the shots from its facilities on October 22nd. This came after around 300 public comments pushing the board members to do this, according to the Defender. Twyla Brace is president and co-founder of the Citizens Council for Health Freedom. She tells AFN she thinks the 4-3 vote means the public is very concerned about the shots.
Those who are watching anything but mainstream media know that there are a lot of injuries that are taking place. Some people have died shortly thereafter. The turbo cancers are on the rise, and people have probably experienced or known somebody who has had one of these cancers that just appeared out of nowhere and then took the person within a matter of weeks or a few months.
Brace clarified, though, that if there is someone in the Southwest District who wants to take a COVID shot, they are able to get it from other places. The public health agencies just cannot give them.
The government itself is not going to be making that shot available, which is a good recognition of the fact that the shot is controversial. Some people consider the shot dangerous. It's untested in a way that other, medications are. And so I think it's a recognition that the people have spoken in that district of Idaho and said, we do not want to pay to give these shots to people, which are endangering people.
For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton.